Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and happy Sunday. I'm coming to you from a different day of the week because I hit a little bit of a creative roadblock, I guess you could call it, this week. And ironically, this episode is all about chapter 5 of my book, Everything is Messy, titled Take Control. Now, in this chapter, I go into depth about making good choices and really manifesting and visualizing what you want an outcome to look like and feel like and honestly turn out to, and all about finding solutions. And this week I was ready to record and I just like felt something in my gut. I was like, I just need to wait a minute, because like my voice was off and I just like wasn't into recording. And as somebody that's constantly creating all kinds of content and trying to get into other people's brains for all my clients that I write for, sometimes I just hit like this roadblock and I can't create, I can't speak, I can't write, I can't film, like nothing. So I took control of the situation and I realized like I needed a day off. And I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. No, it was Wednesday. And oh no, I think it was Thursday. See, I'm all over the place. Today I woke up at 3:45 a.m. And whenever something's happening with the moons, I've said this a bunch of times on the show before, my body just feels it. And I was wide awake at 3:45. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to bang out a ton of work that I really need to do right now. And I feel so good. And right now, the time I'm recording, it's 7:30. And I'm like wide awake. I've already produced a bunch of shows. I've been writing. And it's just crazy how our bodies can like really feel like the shifting and changing of our atmosphere and surroundings. And honestly, that's what I needed to do, exactly the same thing this week with myself. So I decided I took a personal day. I needed some serious mental health, self-care. So honestly, I just need to like bring in some new energy into my space and my office. So I actually cleaned out my entire closet and got rid of like so much stuff, and that felt so good. And I really just needed to like hone in on like what the end of the year is going to look like for me and what I want to do in 2021. And I can't even believe we're almost at the end of a year. Like, this year was so intense. It went by so fast, being intense, but also it seemed like forever, right? And everybody's just gone through so much lately. It's just, it's crazy. So all we can do is like bring in new energy, have good vibes around us, and just try to be as positive as possible and keep our mind right. And for me, what that looks like is taking control of a situation and just like cleaning house or getting back into like my creative flow. And that hasn't really happened in a while where I've been lacking, but it's because I've been go, go, go. I mean, I literally just wrote and published a book like so fast. And going back to my closet situation, so I redid my closet. I got rid of so much crap. Same thing with my bathroom, my office. I mean, I found a mouse for my computer where the battery exploded. And I mean, thank God everything I own is in Ziploc bags. And the freaking thing exploded. I was like, I'm the most organized person on the planet, but I haven't gone through stuff from like that's like years old. I have this big clear bin filled with office supplies that I just never go through and have had them for so long. So it was was hiding in there. I was like, what the hell? This obviously needed to happen. And it felt so good to just like get rid of like stagnant energy. And I just like feel it. I needed to like bring in some new like electric vibes and something that would help me create what I want for the remaining of, you know, the remainder of the year, but also for 2021. And I haven't really sat down and figured out like exactly what I want that to look like. And so I did all of that. So I feel really good. There's some things I'm finalizing probably this week and the next week for the first quarter of 2021. But I keep checking my book sales all the time. And I'm like, I just can't believe like people all around the globe are buying my book. So I'm going to get into that in the community in a second. But I wanted to just mention that I'm thinking about doing a group coaching class sometime in December on how to organize your new year and how to set yourself up for success and goals and just how to do everything that I do a year in advance. And you could break it up per month. You can break it up per week, per day, per quarter, however you feel more comfortable. But if you're interested in something like that, let me know. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing a group coaching scenario on it because so many people just ask me all the time how I stay so organized and how I set up all my goals. So there'll be like a planner and a calendar involved. So I'm thinking like the second week in December, maybe. That way we can all have enough time to like go out and buy our favorite planners and our favorite calendars. And I could share with you which ones I love using. So let me know if you're interested in that. I'm going to start posting on my social media this week about it. But just shoot me a message on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic and let me know, like, do you need help setting up your goals for the year? Do you need help just getting organized in your calendar and planner situation? I have a whole highlighting system that you can actually see on my TikTok. I've done a bunch of videos for that and I've been talking about it forever. It's just like my go-to number one thing. Like I'm obsessed with being organized and it just keeps me on track and that's it. So now I want to just briefly dive into the sales for my book. I looked yesterday and I'm just floored. Like I can't believe people all around the world are buying my book. It's like, I know it's possible because there's 40,000 retailers that have access to it. And I just keep checking like Barnes & Noble and Target and Walmart and Amazon, like all my sales, the portal. And I'm so extremely grateful. And I also want to remind you that if you have purchased my book, you get immediate access to the Everything is Messy community. And what that is a Facebook group filled with over 100 recipes, all of which I filmed because in the book, there's no photos. So you get immediate access to the Facebook group and I have all of the recipes from the book. Plus there's 20 something in the book because I give a couple bonuses, right? Like I usually do. But then there's about 80 to 90 more that I've filmed and I've uploaded into that portal, into that area. So you have immediate access to that. So all you need to do is just screenshot a picture of your receipt from wherever you purchased the book, your retailer online, and then just send me a message on Facebook at The Happy Workaholic, my business page, the picture of the screenshot of your receipt. And that's how you get access to the group. That's how you get approved into the group. And then on Mondays, I'm doing Q&As, Fridays as well. So I'm going to ask a question to everybody in the group. And then I'm going to answer all of them surrounding a specific topic. Every Friday, I'm going to go live. And then I do live cooking shows. I have productivity tips. Like so much is happening. Lots of brand deals. And like just so much more. I can't even say just yet. So I'm just super excited. So I wanted to remind you that you do have immediate access because it does come with the purchase of the book. So all you need to do is just send me the receipt and I can grant you access to that group. So while the book community grows, so will the Facebook group. So I'm super excited about that. And what else? Really, that's it. I just am constantly checking Target's website for my book. I think it's going to be another week or so before I see them in the stores. But I have people all over looking at Target and Walmart and Barnes & Noble, like physically see my book in the store. I cannot wait for that day. It's going to be insane. And what else is coming up? I think that's it. So if you have not yet purchased my book and you are interested in getting a glimpse beforehand, what you could do is head to my Medium page. I blogged about the whole entire book as well over there. So I'll put the link in the show notes. And just know that your mind is very powerful, and you too, just as I do, have the power to take control of any situation. So I hope that you guys enjoy this chapter. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And don't forget, let me know if you're interested in a group call, group coaching, and I will show you how to set yourself up for a very positive and productive new year. So I'm off to go have some breakfast since I've been up for so long. I might even need another little coffee. But I hope that you have the best week, and just know that it is okay for you to take control of any situation and take a break, take a social media hiatus if you need one. I'm kind of in limbo with that right now. Just know that everything is always happening for you and to you and for a reason. So just as my week went, I took a random day off on Thursday, and it just really put me back to where I need to be creative wise so that I can continue to write and produce and film and all that good stuff. So, and cook as well. I'm already working on like so many new recipes. So again, I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.